that actually quite often, Ed. And some people, if they're in close proximity, think I've actually finally lost it. I do talk to myself a lot. Is that an age thing? I don't. Is it a sign? I don't know. It's 11:15. It's best not to overthink it. I mean, thinking out loud, but don't overthink it. 11:15 then on your Thursday morning. Hope you're well. It's the 5th of March. Sally Pepper with you through till midday. Today is a big day for a Derby artist as she's about to launch her first solo exhibition. Now, Sarah Perkins came to see me in July last year to talk about her new venture into the art world. And it seems now the risk has paid off. Heidi Booth is at Banks Mill Studios in Derby with Sarah for a sneaky peek ahead of the launch.
So this one, as it says on the wall, this is where it all started then. This was your friend's dog.
Yes, that was. That was Sarah Jane, who lives on a farm. So I surprised this one with her 50th birthday, put it on Facebook to show everybody that I'd done it, and they were all surprised and said, wow, what have you been doing for the last 21 years?
So this is Sammy, is that his name?
Sammy, yeah. He's an old soul, I think, Sammy. I think he looks a little bit like he's worn out because he does round up the cows. On a dairy farm. So, but he's quite a character. He's my first sort of standout portrait that I did.
It made complete sense that he was, you know, star of the show at your launch.
Yeah. And I've got a little note next to it saying this is where it all started. He had to be here.
And I guess it moves along this wall, doesn't it? Your story, really, because we started with Sammy, and then if we go to the left, you've got all these amazing portraits of people's pets, I'm assuming. The Spaniel in particular up there, that is just beautiful.
Yeah, the Spaniel and the German Shepherd underneath, they're actually retired police dogs.
Oh, right.
So a lady who was a female dog handler, she retired in, I think it was November, December last year, and I was commissioned by a friend and her partner to paint her dogs that were retiring with her. So they were all retiring together. So they were a retirement gift for her and presented to her on her leaving do, as they say.
I'm sure you know better than anybody that our pets are quite special, and I'm guessing if somebody wants a painting done of them, they mean a lot to them. What kind of reaction do you get when you present that final piece of work?
Yeah, I think people are just overwhelmed, and I've had people in tears. One of my different ones, really, because I do a lot of dogs. I've got one cat on my wall as well, but I did a bearded dragon, and his name was Matey, and his owner, sadly the bearded dragon had passed away, and she was devastated because to her it was her baby. And when I was commissioned to do it and I handed it over, she was overwhelmed, because it was something that she could, as a piece of art on her wall, she could have it pride of place and look at every day to remind her of him. And that's, if I can bring out that emotion and have something that's a feature in people's homes, then that makes my job worthwhile.
I bet it does. And I guess now 18 months on from taking that step forward and thinking, right, I'm going to do this, I'm going to pursue my art, you must be quite glad that you did that.
I am, yes. And it works for me. I can pace myself with my back now. Unfortunately, I've got to have another operation on my back, but it's something that I can work around family life and balance. It's rewarding. It's obviously following what's in my DNA. You know, the art's always been there, and I'm finally being able to follow my dream, really, in my late 40s.
So tell me all about this event then. So when I came in, you were sorting bits and bobs out. You've got a box there with some little plastic champagne flutes in. It sounds like it's going to be quite the launch.
Yeah, I've got some nibbles and some drink, alcoholic and non-alcoholic. And it's to showcase my work, really, and showcase what I've done over the last 18 months. But also, I've got a new piece of work that I'm showing tomorrow evening, which also demonstrates my capabilities, and a large piece of work. And it's also got a person in it, because it's a man riding a horse. So it's nice to kind of bring something new out as well, to kind of as a focus point.
Wow, people, come on, let's be honest.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I've had a sneak peek. I won't give too much away, but it is going to wow people, definitely. So you've got the event tomorrow, but you've got quite a few other things coming up, haven't you, that you're looking forward to? You've got your new workspace. You're going to get people in.
Yes, I've moved down the building because initially when I moved into the smallest studio. It was like a little box room, so I could just about paint in there. But as my canvas are getting bigger, there's not really much room for manoeuvre. And also I've had quite a lot of interest in workshops and teaching people how my style of painting. A lot of people, watercolour is very popular, but I paint in acrylics. So it's teaching a different technique than the watercolour techniques. And so what I've done is I've moved down the building to the first floor, which is very accessible. So you've only got to walk up one flight of stairs. So it's good for all age groups. And I'm going to be doing small workshops of about four people and teaching them how to do my style of painting in the themes of animals, but various different things like hedgehogs and puffins and what have you. And then separate to that, I do events. So I go to art fairs, artisan markets. So I've got a couple coming up, one's at Haddon Hall at the end of March, which is their spring market. And then I've proudly been accepted into Patching's Art Festival, which is in Nottinghamshire, which you have to get approved to go, and that's quite a big event in July. So there's lots of little things coming up. Well, some of them are big things, but yeah, there's lots of things coming up.
So hopefully another 18 exciting months.
Gosh, who knows where I'll be in 18 months. I don't know. I'd have never have predicted this. You know, I'm pinching myself now that this is happening. So who knows where I will be in 18 months. I'd like to get with my original work, I put them onto cushions and mugs and coasters. I'd like to get more into the wholesale market. So going into garden centres, country houses, that kind of thing. But it's time, and everything's... I'm a very impatient person, and I want...
It's got to be now. Come on, go.
It's all got to be now. And so, I'm slowly getting, you know, there's a body of work been produced, and I've got my products. So it's just about making contacts and developing it further, which, again, as I say, it's time, and social media takes time. You know, when you're one person on your own with a solo business, you know, you can only do so much in a day. And obviously got to pace myself around health and family life as well.
Amazing. Well, good luck. And I hope the event goes well tomorrow. It looks brilliant already. So I'm sure by tomorrow evening, it's going to be very exciting when people start coming through that door.
Yeah, it will be. And also, if people can't meet tomorrow night, then I have got two other events. I've got Meet the Artist Days, where I'll be here in the foyer and I can talk to people, talk to them about my artwork, talk to them about workshops, etc. So I've got one on Sunday, this Sunday, between 10 and 3, where it's a Meet the Artist Day. And then I've got another one later on in the month, which is on a Saturday, on the 21st of March.
Oh, bless her. Sarah Perkins there must be absolutely buzzing that she's finally done it. She's finally got everything up and running, launching her first solo exhibition after taking that massive leap, taking medical retirement from the police force, having a long career, and then going, you know what, maybe art's always been something in my life. I've put it on the back burner. Maybe I could make it work. So to see it come to fruition and be launching her first exhibition, oh, she must be beyond excited.